I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Danielle Radoitchen. Welcome to the third installment of the My Big Idea podcast for ASOS, recorded at London Fashion Week, Spring Summer 17. In this episode, I'm talking to Harriet Verney, digital editor at Love magazine. I asked her all about what it's like at London Fashion Week and how to get a job working on a fashion title. Here's what she had to say. Hi, Harriet.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm very well. I'm very tired.
How's London Fashion Week treating you?
I've only done Fashion East, actually.
Oh.
So I feel quite lazy. I haven't even been to Brewer Street until I came here.
How was Fashion East?
Brilliant. Everything about it was brilliant.
Who was your favourite?
I'm going to be biased and say Mimi Wade, because I've known her since I was a baby. But then Matty Boven, who works very closely with us at Love, and he's bonkers and he looks like a highlighter pen.
What could you get out? Can you tell me something about being there that you couldn't have got out just looking at it on Instagram?
Just the backstage bit.
Were you backstage?
I just went backstage to go and help Mimi with something, and everyone's sewing bits on or having to use super glue instead, and then trying to hide everything. And
was she quite cool before the show, or was she a bundle of nerves?
She'd only had 1 hour sleep in about 72 hours.
Aww.
And she had her boyfriend there who was doing all the music, and she'd lost loads of weight, so she was really pleased with herself. So she was quite...
What was the music like?
The music was... What was it? God, I'm going to sound really stupid. Like, rap?
Okay, cool.
Music that I wouldn't listen to, basically.
What are you going to see today?
I am seeing Topshop. I am going to have lunch with my boyfriend. I did a really stressful New York one, and I'm doing Paris, Milan, so I take my sort of time with this. And there are some other stuff today, but you've made me turn my phone onto airplane mode, so I can't check.
Did that on purpose.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about what you're wearing. Very nice outfit going on here.
Thank you very much.
Snake skin, bit of leopard print.
Oh, I'm wearing one of those things.
I actually like the shoes. Can we just talk about the shoes? Because they are...
These are so good, aren't they? I'm taking them off.
Yeah.
And I'm showing you my toenails, which are longer than my fingernails.
The shoe is now on the table.
The shoe is kind of like a court shoe with questionable studs. I will say that, Dora Tamer, you could have done without them. But it's patent black and white leather with red inside, which turns your whole foot red.
They kind of look like a Louis...
Louis the 14th
at Versailles
at
shoe
the CBGBs.
On the heel. Meets CBGB's punk.
And my feet are slightly too big for them, as they are with
every
shoe.
So I like where you've got a bit of heel hanging over the back.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Yeah.
It's like my overhang. It's like my muffin top.
So you're digital editor at Love.
Yes.
Among a few other things I think you do for them as well. What does your job involve?
Well, at the moment I'm doing this Love Advent. So Christmas started for me in June, and we do videos of girls taking their clothes off.
So it's the Advent calendar that goes up in the run up to Christmas, and it's really popular, isn't it?
It got something like 1.2 billion. It had a 1.2 billion reach last year, so we're trying to outdo that, which is really unstressful.
Oh my God. How are you going to outdo that?
It's going to just be bigger girls, if that's possible. Not better directors. We've got even more directors this year working with some amazing people. But then also the day-to-day running of the website, which is Fashion Week. And I have lovely two people, Principal Yip and Monica, who do everything and go and film. And we're following some drag artists around Fashion Week, and they're going to do interviews with some very serious designers.
Cool, because that's what I was going to ask you next, was how do you approach your coverage of Fashion Week? But you've just told me.
I've just answered that question. But we do a lot of backstage, which is fun, because I think the premise of online, when we sort of started working on it, was that we wanted to make it about access and the access that Love has.
Yeah.
So going backstage is perfect for that.
What do you do differently backstage than other... Because there's lots of people backstage, isn't
there? I mean, that backstage community, they're quite vicious. Have you ever talked to a backstage photographer or seen them at work?
Kind of. What do you mean, though?
They're really nasty to each other, and it's really,
really?
Bitchy. Yeah,
really?
And I don't like it, and I stay away from them.
Oh.
Yeah. They're sort of, oh, have you heard so-and-so took a picture of so-and-so and went backstage behind the security guards, and
see,
they all tell on each other.
This is what you don't get from Instagram, right?
Yeah. I like it, though. It's lots of gossip.
And how, also, because I guess, because Love, the magazine, comes out twice a year, right?
Yeah.
And then what you guys do is kind of daily.
Yeah, I do also do the magazine, though, as well, so I'm senior editor there.
Right. And what, do you have anything to do with what you guys put out on social media?
Social media is quite strict.
Is it an extension of your website?
Well, actually, after I spoke to, I don't know if you met Eva Chen, who's brilliant from Instagram. We all had our meetings with her when she came to London, yes. And she made the very good point that Instagram isn't a promotional site for your website. It's not that. It's a completely different platform. So I took that into account. And when people tell you to, you know, look at the link in their bio, you just sort of want to tell them to fuck off.
I'm not going to click on that.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
It doesn't ever work. The click rate they get from it is really, really low if you look at your analytics.
So how are you tweaking the Love Instagram feed then after speaking to Eva?
Well, I'm doing it at certain times of the day. So Katie does it as well, our editor-in-chief. It's Katie.
Katie Grand, that is. Yeah.
She's sort of is the main body behind it and would sort of okay stuff. But she's pretty lax about what we can put on there. But it's, I don't know, we do stuff at 9 a.m. English time, and then 12, and then 2 p.m. for when New York wakes up, and 5 p.m. for when LA wakes up. Normally, if we're right in the middle of the magazine coming out or Fashion Week, it's quite good timings. Mm. Or we try and get everything up for other people, or we try and get photos that maybe no one else has taken, that's of, you know, Bella Hadid putting her T-shirt on, or something, you know, much more serious. Or we just did something with Henry Holland, which was his 10th anniversary, and he's done all these new T-shirts, and so we got exclusive pictures of all the different girls while I was in New York in those T-shirts, or Ryan Lowe being a hoe, whatever his rhyming slang is, or Giles Deacon getting his freak on. So we did that as an exclusive, and sometimes we do exclusives on Instagram.
And so what do you do for the magazine then? Do you write for them?
Yeah, and sort of, the writing side.
How did you get your job working at Love?
I don't know.
I don't know
why they let me in. They, I think I was wearing some pink fluffy mules, and they made people laugh.
Did you intern there first?
No, I didn't. I wrote for them first. I was in the magazine looking like a penguin by Solvert, and then I did an interview with Erin O'Connor and a photographer called Nadia Lee something something, and then Katie asked me to come back in and would I help out, and I was like, yeah. And then I asked if I could have a desk, because I've never had a desk before. And then I wanted a normal job where you go in 9 to 5, and I was mistaken in thinking that magazines are 9 to 5. It's more like 7 till 4am, but it's brilliant.
So you guys work long hours?
When we're on production, really long hours, but honestly, the team is like...
Sorry, the show's just started next door and the music's quite loud.
We've had enough of you.
That's
is
enough.
It fine?
Bye. No.
It's quite relaxing.
We're going to continue.
No, the team's really good there, and, you know, we go and have a drink a lot, and
so
everyone has the right laugh.
The print and the digital teams seem to are the same
we are on a,
thing.
We are in an office that is half the size of the room we're in now, and everyone is very interconnected, and we scream across the room, or we go and lie on the... you know, cushions on the floor with lots of teddy bears. So.
I just love this music illustrating.
I'm about to tell a really, really intense moment of Love Magazine. And have.
And this is going to sound really dramatic now with this music, but I was going to ask people if somebody wants to get a job like you have at Love, what advice can you give them? How can they go about doing that?
Well, we just had one of us. It's all right. So we just had this lovely little girl from West London, and she... she'd lost her parents in the war, and no, I'm joking, it works really well with this music, doesn't it? This lovely girl from, actually from West London, called Monica, and she was interning, work experience actually we called them, and she was so brilliant, she didn't expect to get a job, and then she started writing, then one day she was on shoot with us, and I got her to interview on the artist, and it went in the magazine.
So how would you even get an internship though?
You just email. I mean, there's always
I've just been talking to Lou Stoppard about that covering letter, and she's really obsessed with it and saying how important it is to write a good email. Is that something that concerns you?
No, not really.
Do you look at all the emails
that people
send you?
Shorter the sweeter. I've got enough emails today. I don't really want to read that much. Really good CV. I'm not bothered actually about cover letter at all. And if they have a dodgy email address, like something at AOL, normally I'd delete it.
Oh, really? Is AOL?
Yeah, like F2576 at AOL, and I'm like, spam. But it's probably their own email address.
Okay, that's good advice.
I'm really snobby about email addresses.
That's a whole separate conversation, I feel like, email addresses.
Yeah.
Okay, and in terms of designers that you're quite into at the moment, who are you thinking about?
Mimi and Matty.
Yeah.
And Mimi, Matty, Marc Jacobs, Miu Miu.
Yeah.
All the M's. And
what did you see in New York that you loved?
Marc Jacobs. It was just like Krusty Ravers. It was like where I'm from. It's brilliant. And they played, what's that song called that goes like Lager, Lager, shouting Lager?
Oh, yeah. Underworld.
With
What's it?
Underbelly. Or Born Slippy. Born Slippy. That was it. It was so good. And we're about to get on our flight, and I was like, I think we need to go clubbing. So
amazing.
I had a few drinks on the flight instead. Who else was really good? Tommy Hilfiger is, even though it's a very American brand, and I don't, you know, it's not a Marc Jacobs, it's still really fun. And they had like live tattoos going on. I mean,
yeah,
it was a show.
And Gigi designed some of it.
Yeah,
she?
All of it.
What did you think of what she designed?
Yeah, very Tommy Hilfiger. It's very on brand, so I think it will sell really
Lots
well.
Lots of nautical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit weird when it's see now, buy now, and you're sweating more than a piece of cheese in like cellophane, and then you're looking at jumpers, and you're like, I definitely won't be buying that right now.
That's on ASOS, that stuff, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's so hot, and you're watching jumpers go past, and I was sweating, like dripping with sweat. And I was like, I can't click and buy
How
that.
How did you cope? Okay, and so have there been any good parties?
Yeah, love party on Monday night, which we found out someone was trying to sell tickets to for $2,000.
God, that must be a bit of a bun fight.
Yeah, get there early, I think. But that'll be fun. And then what else? I think there's an ID thing tonight with Adjoa. Cocktails.
Do you go to everything?
No. Luckily in London there's enough of us that I don't have to go to everything. And also, I'm tired and I don't want to drink that much. I want to drink in the day, that's what I do.
What are you going to do after Fashion Week's over?
On October the 5th? I'm going to go on holiday. I'm going to try, or just literally do up the studio in my garden and my mum's garden. That made me sound very posh. In my garden. I'm going to do up my studio with my boyfriend and have somewhere that I can go to and it not be Haggerston.
Mm.
Not be a horrible squat in Haggerston.
Okay, no. Cool. Well, I think that now the dramatic music's over, we're going to
dramatically end the show.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Harriet.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was Harriet Verney from Love Magazine talking to me at London Fashion Week. Don't forget to download previous episodes of My Big Idea for more advice on building a career in the fashion industry. And you should also check out the ASOS Magazine fortnightly podcast, These Four Walls. I'm Danielle Radoichin. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.